sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. They'll leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second hour on this Friday. As usual, on Fridays from 10 to 11, our history lesson discussion with Pastor Chatfield is upon us. And he disappeared last week. I got a text message from him. Hey, I'm in Israel. I'm like, what? So, yeah, what the heck were you doing in Israel? Aren't they at a war over there right now?
Yes, however, here's what happened. So I'm going to talk about Israel history and my experiences, whatever. It's the second trip over there. But part of the reason I was there is they all had a really low cost because the tourism is so down since the October 7th Hamas attack from Gaza into, you know, southern Israel.
Sure.
And so the fact of the matter is that the people that I know, one of the men that I know fairly well, was trying to get pastors to come over, and this was all pastors, to come over and see that it is very safe, that the fighting is only in that part of Israel, you know, near the Gaza Strip, that is not affecting the rest of Israel, for now, anyway. Now,
Stop right there on that point. Geographically speaking, where is the Gaza Strip where you say the war's happening, the bombing's happening, the killing, all that, compared to, like, for example, the Holy Temple or the Praying Wall or anything really to do with, you know, Jerusalem, Bethlehem, all those sites that most tourists want to go to? How far away is Gaza Strip from that?
About 40, 50 miles from Jerusalem.
Okay, so from my house to Petoskey, or from your house up to Mackinac Island or whatever. I mean, we're talking a little bit of a distance, if not more.
Yes, and so they want to make that known. And so they want the pastors to go back and say, hey, it is safe. Now, it is safe. Now, on the other side, we did go up to northern Israel and right to the very border of Israel and Lebanon. And a few months ago, the Hezbollah terrorist group from Lebanon were lobbing missiles into northern Israel, and then we went by towns that were completely evacuated, but they're back now, and that shelling has stopped for now. And there's a lot of history, a lot of explanation about all of that. So we did go to a spot that had received. Do you remember when this is a year and a half ago when I came over and struck some children playing, some boys playing soccer?
Oh yeah,
in northern Israel. I went right past that, and but that's has ceased. That shelling has ceased. Now, while I was in Jerusalem in a motel two nights, the alarm bells went off, and they said, "Everybody, go to the basement, you know, to evacuate, go to the basement. And I started to go to the basement, and people just kind of stood on the stair steps and chatted as if it was a nothing going on, because they said that the stair steps are cement built and they're safe. Another time I went to the basement, and there might have been 10 people that made their way south, but those were coming from the east, the Houthi rebels over way over to the east. And so Israel was under attack from the north, the northwest, the southwest, and the east. But they're going on with their lives as if nothing is going on. And the tour went on as if nothing was going on.
No, very good. All right, we're going to take a break right there. Continue with Pastor Chatfield, his recent visit to Israel. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
There's a reason for the sunshine sky, and there's a reason why I'm feeling so high. Must be the season when that love light shines all around us.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment discussion with Pastor Chatfield today about his trip to Israel last week. Pastor Chatfield, I got a text message. Christine downstate says, was Pastor Chatfield able to get near Gaza? And in his opinion, how are the Christians, Catholics, and others being affected by the war there in Israel.
Okay. All right. No, we didn't go anywhere near Gaza. The closest we got to Gaza would have been, I suppose, with Tel Aviv, which is still way further north.
Sure.
I mean, I was near Mount Carmel, and I was at the Mediterranean at Caesarea, but that was way further north. We did not get, the furthest south that we went was the Dead Sea, but that was way further east. I mean, so I guess we're at the Dead Sea, however, you can Google it. How far is the Dead Sea from Gaza? I'm going to say 40, 50 miles. That's as close as we would have gotten.
Gotcha. How are the Christians and the Catholics doing over there right now?
It is tense, but it has been tense for a long time. Okay, let me say this. Bethlehem, which is south and east of Jerusalem, not too far, but it is. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is. There's a sign there that says Bethlehem is closed to all Israeli citizens. Israeli citizens cannot now go into Bethlehem, and that's, I was told, on the basis of the Israeli government. They don't want them going in there because they're afraid they're going to get kidnapped. See, Bethlehem is under the administration of the Palestinian Authority. That's not to be confused with Hamas.
Right.
The old PLO, we call it the Palestinian Authority, by comparison, are moderates compared to Hamas. And the tourism industry, which was the bedrock of the industry in Bethlehem, is just decimated. No, virtually nobody's going to Bethlehem. We went there because our guide said, I had no people there, and it's safe. When we went there, we were treated like royalty because virtually no Americans go to Bethlehem anymore. Because for the last year and a half anyway, because it's deemed unsafe. Some of the guides, some of the tourist industry is saying, we will not take you to Bethlehem. Our guide says it is fine in Bethlehem. Now, I didn't, and let me back up again. There is a segment of Bethlehem that are Arab Christian, and just remember this, everybody. To be Arab doesn't mean you're Muslim. Arab is your ethnicity. Muslim is your religion. And so there are Arab Christians in Bethlehem, and those and they're part of the PLO. And there are a lot of Arab Muslims that are in Israel. There are Arab Muslim Israelis. They're a minority, like, say, in Nazareth, which is up a little bit south and west. It's between the Sea of Galilee and the Mediterranean, Nazareth, not too far from it is a Arab town, mostly Muslim, and mostly Muslim, Arab Muslim. It's all Arab, and it's mostly Muslim, and maybe a few Arab Christians. It's kind of a confusing thing here. There's a lot of things that just need to be explained. And that was open, but a Jew, an Israeli Jew, he wouldn't visit very often Nazareth. Although there's some people that have personal relationship with Muslim Arabs and Israeli Jews, and they're all Israelis, but they're different religion, different ethnicity, different language, but they're still Israeli. And there are Muslim Arabs that belong to Knesset, which is the where the Israeli seat of government is. And our motel was just a few blocks from the Knesset. They all understand that. I don't know if I've gotten you into the weeds. Let me explain this too, because I already mentioned Hezbollah, which was centered in Lebanon. There's some dispute about, okay, the Lebanese, what are they? Well, they're Phoenician. I had a friend, one of my, he says, we're not Arabs. We're Phoenicians, the ancient people that were centered all over the Mediterranean area, but they did speak Arabic, and a lot of them would be considered Christian, but even those that aren't Christian wouldn't call themselves Arab. They would call themselves Phoenician Muslims, the Hezbollah is a Shiite terrorist group, whereas Hamas is a Sunni Muslim group. There's two main divisions in Islam. One, the vast majority are Sunnis, Sunni Muslims. And for instance, in Saudi Arabia, dominated by the Sunnis, most all the Arab nations are Sunni. Turkey, which is not, it's not Arab, it's Turk, but it's Sunni. The Shiite or Shia Muslims are centered in Iran. So that's part of the big argument, big fight, big rivalry between Saudi Arabia and Iran is the fact that they're from two different sects of Islam, but they hate each other. Especially the Iranians believe, the Shia believe, and that the Sunnis are heretics, and vice versa. The radical Sunnis are like Hamas, which is a radical Sunni terrorist group that was centered in Gaza. They don't like Hezbollah, but the only thing that keeps those two from fighting each other is they both hate Israel and they both hate the United States. That's the one thing that unites all of the radical Islamic terrorist groups, whether they're Sunni or Shia. They all hate the United States and Israel.
Yeah. Now, as I'm listening to you and I'm picturing these locations, bottom line is, there are so many different sects and so many different tribes and however you want to describe it. This is amazing to me how such a small geographical piece of property, an area, landmass, can be so divergent in all of its different sects and religions and things. Do you ever see this coming to a head, you know, where Netanyahu, he says, you know, we're going to exterminate Hamas off the face of the earth for October 7th. What's the overall sense, the overall direction you were able to perceive from being there?
Okay. I see no end to this. I see no end. I mean, President Trump is just a businessman, a practical man. Says, hey, these people keep attacking you. We're not going to let them back in. We're going to make Gaza, the United States will control Gaza. We'll make it the Riviera of the Mediterranean. Okay, maybe. And, you know, Israel. And I asked the guide who was an Israeli. I said, what'd you think of that? Hey, the Israelis love Trump. I was standing right at what the world calls the Wailing Wall, but the Jews call the Western Wall. Let me give you a brief. Why do the Jews call it the Western Wall? It's the Western Wall that has been there for over 2,000 years. They've been excavating, just an incredible amount of excavating underneath. And they've done so much work since the last time I was in Israel in 30 years. You just have to go to see it if you're interested in archaeology and all sorts of facts. It was called the Wailing Wall originally by the Romans because the Jews would come back after the destruction of Israel in AD 70, and they come back. It's destroyed, and this one part of the wall remained intact. And they'd come and they'd cry and they'd pray, and so that was kind of a derisive term that they called it, the Wailing Wall. But now we say the Israelis say it's not the Wailing Wall; it's the Western Wall, in which someday we believe on the other side of this wall, where the Dome of the Rock is, where this big golden mosque is. Is whether the temple is going to be rebuilt. That's the most disputed 40 acres on the face of the earth. I mean, it is hot there. I mean, it is considered this Dome of the Rock, this mosque, is considered the third most holy place in all of Islam. And but the Jews want to build the temple there. There's a group called the Temple Institute, which is gathered all the instruments that the Bible says are needed to restore sacrifice in the Temple of Solomon. They've got all the instruments. They just don't have the property. Because the property sits squarely where this mosque is. It's just, and whenever you come into Israel, in Jerusalem, you'll see this big mosque with a golden-colored dome, and it just dominates the... Anybody can go online, you can see this. It just dominates Jerusalem. That is the focal point of the world, the entire world. I mean, that is a big deal. It's a big deal to Christians, because Jesus was crucified near there. It's a big deal to the Jews, because that's where the temple is. And it's a big deal to the Muslims, because that's where their mosque is. The Jews are saying, someday we're going to have that. And the Arabs are saying, over your dead body, you're going to have it. And there is tremendous amounts of hatred. After viewing that, our race relations in our country look wonderfully calm. You say, well, what about race relations in America? Comparison between what's going on there, between the Arab, especially the Arab Muslims, and the Jewish Israelis. Now, there are Arab Christians who are not as fanatical, but there's no great love between the Arab Christians and the Jewish Israelis. But that level of hatred is just nowhere near what it is between, especially between the radical groups of Hamas and Al-Qaeda, which was, the group that originally, which was a Sunni Muslim radical extremist group that flew the planes into the Twin Towers.
Well, let me ask you this question. If Hamas and Hezbollah were what Netanyahu says his goal is, to exterminate them, genocide them right off the face of the earth.
That word genocide. I wouldn't use that word. Hey, here's what
he's wiping. He's wiping out an entire race of people, is what I'm saying. If that happens, do you think that will improve?
No,
that's not an accurate statement.
No, he's not wiping out an entire race of people. He's wiping out Hamas, which is a terrorist group. He never said he's going to destroy all the Arab people. He's going to kill all the Arabs.
No, I didn't say that. When he spoke, I heard him say it in the Oval Office when they were giving a joint press conference. Hamas has to be eliminated off the face of the earth. Now, I understand it's a sect, correct?
No. It is a segment of a sect. It is the most radical fringe of the Sunni Islamic religion.
Gotcha. It's not okay.
Yes,
so
but
part
don't say
of the
genocide.
Sunni. Okay,
that's
genocide
what the liberals
is
say.
The whole race is what you're referring to, correct?
Okay. Yes, and that's what the liberals say. That's what the leftists say. All this, they're going in there and they're committing genocide. No, they're not. They were attacked. They're trying to defend themselves.
And they're only attacking the terrorist group that is known as Hamas, part of that sect, part of that society, is what you're saying.
Yes, they're trying to do that. But obviously, if that radical sect uses children as shields, innocents are going to die. I don't know what else can we say?
Right, exactly. Do you think if they're successful in getting rid of Hamas, will that change the dynamic dramatically over there? That's the next question I want you to answer for us.
All right, real good.
Yep, because we got the music playing. Bomb the Hour News Break. Pastor Chatfield, Trucker Randy, we'll be right back.
Michigan News Source. Brought to you this hour by Wolverine Water Systems.